It's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is all about making mini bread loaves in the air fryer. This is the final installment of a 5-day feature showing you how the complete air fryer cookbook shows you variations of recipes, how you've got a master recipe and you can make it into several things, and how you can experiment with it with your own favourite flavours and favourite recipes and transform them into the air fryer. So we started by showing you how to prove dough in the air fryer and how much more simple it was and how little kneading was involved to achieve it. Then we gave you pull apart bread rolls, which are absolutely delicious and perfect for soup or for making into sandwiches or for however you want to use them. Then we showed you how to do a thin crust pizza to the size of your air fryer basket and how you can mix and match the toppings to suit. Then yesterday we showed you how to do a deep pan pizza using the same recipe as the thin crust pizza but going deep pan and how you could vary the toppings as you wished. And then today's the final installment with mini bread loaves. And I love this, but this is something that we only started doing recently because we'd never had an accessory, an air fryer accessory for making bread loaves before in. So this was something new and different for us. And we just took our pull apart bread rolls recipe and then did mini loaves with them. So it just shows you how you can mix and match with things. And you can do the same with quite a lot of recipes. You know, for example, if you would normally make a cake, what stops you from making a chocolate loaf instead and using one of these air fryer accessories with our chocolate cake recipe? There's just so much choice for you here. So to make them, instead of making bread rolls, you can split the dough between two mini loaf tins, or we prefer the silicone ones because they're easier to wash up and they don't stick at all. And simply roll the portions into sausage shapes, placing them in the loaf tins, and then follow our proving method that we talked about a few days ago, I've just mentioned. And then after doing the proving, cook in the air fryer as we've done for the pull apart bread. And what I was surprised by is the cook time's the same for two mini loaf pans in the air fryer as it is for one batch of the pull apart bread rolls, which once risen, you simply brush the top of the rolls with egg wash and air fry at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit for 15 minutes or until golden and firm. And isn't that amazing? And then once they're done, you can slice them up and serve them like normal bread. Obviously the smaller mini loaves version, but very similar. And you could use the same time and temp here for many of your favourite old-fashioned recipes as well, like I love an air fry tea loaf, air fry banana bread, air fry courgette bread, any of those family recipes, same time and temp using this method, and it'll work perfectly in the air fryer. And that's what's brilliant about this cookbook. You can mix and match and you're not just stuck following a recipe with the complicated ingredients that you're never going to do. This is just normal real life recipes. So if you've not done so already, head over to RecipeThis.com or Amazon or your favourite retailer and grab yourself a copy of the complete air fryer cookbook by myself, Sam, and my husband, Chef Dom, and you won't regret it. Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.